Lake Effect on site from Latino Arts continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. Our next guests are integral members of the musical life here at Latino Arts. Denora Marquez is the founder of the national award-winning Latino Arts String Program. Just three of the program's awards included being recognized by the National Association of Music Merchants, or NAM, as a best community for music education in the country from 2012 to 2017.
In 2015, Marquez received Wisconsin's Martin Luther King Heritage Award, and in 2014, Latino Arts String Program won a visit from the John Lennon bus and was featured in the NAM Music Education National Conference.
And I have to say, if you've never had a chance to hear her student groups perform, you should run, not walk, to hear them. They are that good. Denora's also been a pretty regular guest on Lake Effect over the past decade, so it is a pleasure to see you again. Thanks so much.
It's so wonderful to be here with you. Thank you.
So when did the string program start, and what was the impetus for beginning it?
Well, the string program started actually as a dream. Once I graduated from UWM with a master's degree in string pedagogy, I was looking for a place to take this dream. And the dream was founded in the fact that I was a child immigrant to the United States when I was 10 years old. And not speaking a word of English at the time, music became my language. So I landed in a place where there was a marvelous music teacher. It gave me an instrument, and there became my voice until I finally learned to speak English. So what I was looking for was for a place to give that back. And I came to the United Community Center, I think it was in 2000, for an exhibit that was given by my husband, Raul Diel, for their annual dinner. And I don't know if you've been to the annual dinner at the United Community Center. It's a really wonderful event, and you really get to see everything that's happening in the agency. And it just looked like an amazing place to start something where I felt like, okay, these are my people, this is where I can give back what I was given as a child. So it all took a little while, but finally we got it started in 2002. And I remember when I was doing the interview, one of the people that was interviewing me said something like, you seem really ambitious. I'm like, you have no idea. No, but really, I said, no, really, what I see here is in our community is an incredible amount of talent. And I think children in general, but of course I was focused in my community and a community of immigrants, and having been a child immigrant, I was focused on what could happen when a fertile ground of immigrant youth were given the opportunity to really develop their talents.
Well, and so for people who aren't familiar with it, what are the ensembles that exist and who participates? How old are the players?
Well, the program can start a young person as early as 5 years old, depends on the instrument. We teach entirely string instruments, violin, viola, cello, bass, classical guitar, and a variety of folk guitar instruments. The premise is that we can develop our classical European techniques through the development and knowledge of Latin American music. And so, like I said, the children can be as young as 5 years old if they're on violin. And we started with 26 students, and now we have about 200 students. We started with just myself as the instructor, and now we have 10 part-time instructors that work with me. Including the gentleman that you're going to hear in just a few minutes. We started with just violin and viola, and now we have all the instruments that I told you. And we continue to support the students through high school, actually beyond, because now that we have about 8 students studying music at UWM and Lawrence University, we continue to mentor them and support them with the possibility of continuing their careers, either as musicians or as teachers or directors. And hopefully, I've always said that one of our graduates is going to take my place and allow me to retire someday. So it looks like it might happen.
Do you consider yourselves ambassadors for your community and for the greater community here?
I think that's a great way to define it. And it's also a way in which young people are empowered to do what they're doing. So I explained that we do European classical music training, but there's a very strong philosophy to what we do in which our students get heritage education through the study of music from all over Latin America. So you asked if what were the ensembles that we have. Everybody thinks that what we have here is a mariachi program. And that is not entirely true. I mean, we do have ensembles that we call mariachis, but they're not even traditionally set up like a mariachi. What they really are is several levels of chamber orchestras that play music from all over Latin America. Just recently, we were invited to perform at a conference here in Milwaukee, and the reason they asked for the group is because they saw videos in which we didn't just play mariachi music. We played tangos from Argentina, we played cuecas from Bolivia, we played parrandas from Puerto Rico, we played cumbias from Colombia, and that's really wonderful, and it's part so that all our students that represent all these various countries can see themselves in the music that they play, their families can see themselves included in this artistic expression, right? So then what we have is then four levels of what we call our mariachi programs. We have a budding guitar program that is actually, it's not budding, it has quite a few students, but what's new about it is we're really trying to establish a guitar orchestra. And we have a cello choir that's it plays almost entirely European classical music. We have a violin choir that focuses on European classical music. But the other ensembles that go out into the community that work as ambassadors perform all this music from Latin America. And it's beautiful. It's really beautiful to see the children walk out there and just own spaces that they normally would not be a part of. Right? And I think over the past 17 years, those spaces have been opened up. And now they see themselves pretty much anywhere in town, not just in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a perfect time to bring in our two gentlemen who've been performing so beautifully all evening. We have closest to me, Carlos Serrano, and then Joan Ruiz, both guitar instructors in the program.
That's correct.
And also have been instrumental, no pun intended, in helping create the Guitar Summit, which has been going on, what now, 5 years, is that
six
about?
Years.
6 years, yeah. And that is focusing, again, on that European classical tradition, but also the Latin American guitar tradition, which is so rich.
Exactly. I'd like for John to talk a little bit more about it, but it is in fact true that we founded the Guitar Festival 6 years ago, and a strong focus is the fact that guitar repertoire does focus so much on Latin American music. But John is now coordinating the festival, so.
So I've been the guitar coordinator for 4 years, and it's been a pleasure for me being with our team, and then also being teaching all like around 50 students that are doing classical guitar, and it's beautiful to see that they are doing classical guitar, but as well Latin American music. You know, kids, they love to play music, folklorical music from their, well, you know, for the culture, and it's really good to be part of it. So the program is growing a lot, and then every festival is getting better.
And this last year, we also had jazz, too. Didn't you add jazz to it? Because there's certainly a lot of Latin jazz. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well.
So every year for the festival, we try to bring something new for the students. Last year, we did flamenco. This year, we add some jazz because we have one of their teacher is amazing at jazz and classical guitar. So why not include that? So we try to teach them as much as we can from different cultures. The classical guitar, it has so much Latin American composers, so it kind of connect, everything connect very well.
When it comes to getting students enthusiastic about it, I mean, how much do they know about the classical tradition when they come in, and how much do you have to kind of explain it to them and get them to be excited? You know, they're kids. The kids don't always like to practice their instruments.
Well, I think the excitement doesn't necessarily have to happen with the practice. I think they do come in quite excited. it was surprising to me that even the first generation was excited to start something. And we do have a very strong focus on high quality. So the students are expected to practice daily, are expected to fulfill certain requirements. But I think that what really gets a child excited is the accomplishment, right? So yes, it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of, you know, scaling up, no pun intended. but as soon as they see themselves performing, successfully performing, it just really nurtures their soul, right? You will ask almost any of our graduates, and they have this phrase they like to use. It's like, music gave me my voice. And they don't like to speak in public, so they really mean that this is what's happening for them. What do you think, Carlos?
Something that we use a lot is we tend to be an example for them as much as we can. We also take them to events, classical guitar events, either from UWM, the Guitar Society, even here. When we have an artist, they have to come, or we try to take them to the events so they can witness what the professionals do already. Not just us, not just people around in the community, which we have a lot of good guitarists around here, but people from all over the world. So that's something inspiring for them, and it gives them an idea of what they can achieve if they really try. So that incentive enables them to try harder and harder every week and come to the lesson better prepared and come to the lesson more eager to learn. So far, that has worked quite wonderful in the past 2 years that I've been here.
Well, we are running out of time, and I want to hear a little music. So if we can get you to go back over and play us out, that would be just a fabulous thing.